Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Garmin confirmed reports that its five-day outage was caused by a ransomware attack that encrypted some of its systems. The company also began restoring limited functionality to Garmin Connect. Garmin said there's no indication that customer data was accessed, lost, or stolen. Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai announced that Google will extend its work-from-home policy until at least July 2021. This extends to Google's roughly 200,000 full-time and contract employees in its major office in Mountain View, California, as well as other offices in the US, UK, India, and Brazil. Google has partially reopened some smaller offices in countries relatively unaffected by the COVID-19 pandemic, including in Australia, Greece, and Thailand. The Consumer Technology Association CEO Gary Shapiro tells VentureBeat there will be no physical event in 2021 after initially planning a hybrid in-person and virtual show event. A new all-virtual format will let exhibitors, attendees, and the press engage through online talks and meetings. The CTA says it consulted with more than 10,000 attendees and other stakeholders and found that many didn't want to physically attend due to COVID-19 pandemic worries. Shapiro says, "Our event has primarily been an indoor event. If it were a financial decision, we would go forward. But this decision gives exhibitors and attendees the opportunity to make their own plans and reimagine the event and their digital presence." Bloomberg and Reuters sources report Google and Samsung are discussing a revenue-sharing deal that would see Samsung prioritize the Play Store and Google Assistant over Samsung's App Store and Bixby. Samsung has resisted this idea in the past, but may be more receptive as its smartphone sales have declined and it seeks other ways to monetize its market share. Universal Pictures and AMC Theaters have agreed to reduce the 90-day exclusive theatrical window for some movies. The multi-year agreement lets Universal rent digital copies of its movies to customers for around $20, 17 days after they first appear in theaters. AMC will get a share of the digital revenue and can rent out movies on its own online service. It's expected that major blockbusters, like Jurassic World, will still have the 90-day theatrical run, while mid-tier movies might move to online rentals sooner. Not all theaters may play along, though. Cineworld CEO Mookie Greidinger told Deadline, "We do not see any business sense in this model." Reuters sources say that investors who are interested in buying TikTok away from its Chinese parent company ByteDance value TikTok at $50 billion. The sources say ByteDance has received acquisition proposals from its own investors, including Sequoia and General Atlantic. ByteDance has supposedly valued TikTok at more than $50 billion. ByteDance as a whole was valued at $140 billion earlier this year. On Wednesday, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Apple's Tim Cook, and Alphabet's Sundar Pichai testified for 6 hours before the U.S. House Antitrust Subcommittee. Bezos was questioned on Amazon's use of third-party seller data and the harms of counterfeit goods on buyers and sellers. Tim Cook took questions on the App Store policies and the position of its own first-party services. Mark Zuckerberg was asked about Facebook's acquisition of Instagram, citing a 2012 email that rationalized the acquisition as neutralizing a competitor and improving Facebook. And Sundar Pichai was asked about Google's privileging results from Google-owned properties, which Pichai said was partially driven by trying to give consumers what they want. A new report by Canalys found that Huawei shipped the most smartphones worldwide in Q2, the first time in 9 years that neither Samsung or Apple led the market. Huawei shipments were still down 5% of the year to 55.8 million devices, but still surpassed Samsung's 53.7 million devices, which fell 30% in the year. Huawei shipped 70% of its devices in mainland China, up 8% of the year, while overseas shipments declined 27%. U.S. federal judge LaShawn Darcy Hall ordered the state of New York to pay unemployment benefits to four Uber and Lyft drivers who filed for payments in March and April. The New York Department of Labor considers ride-hailing drivers employees, but Uber and Lyft have not provided wage data to calculate benefits. The judge ruled the state still has an obligation to pay benefits promptly, using data supplied by the workers if necessary. Judge Hall further ordered the Department of Labor to clear the backlog in 45 days and process new applications within 14 days. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission authorized Amazon's plans for its Project Kuiper satellite constellation. This calls for launching 3,236 satellites to provide broadband coverage globally. The FCC approved the plan on the condition that Amazon does not unduly interfere with previously authorized satellite ventures, with satellites deorbiting within 355 days of completing their assigned mission. The plan approved by the FCC calls for Amazon to launch half of its satellites by mid-2026 and the rest of them by mid-2029. In an update to the coordinated social engineering attack that took over high-profile Twitter accounts last month, Twitter now says that the attackers targeted a few employees with access to internal tools with a phone spear phishing attack in an attempt to mislead certain employees and exploit human vulnerabilities to gain access to our internal systems. Twitter also revised the number of accounts that had their Twitter data archive downloaded from 8 down to 7, and says it has significantly limited access to its internal tools while it looks at how to detect and prevent inappropriate access to them. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.